It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
If you'll only put your trust in Him, He can
and He will
save your soul from the burning fire. If you'll only put your trust in Him,
He can
and He will save your soul from the burning fire. If you'll only put your trust in Him.
To Him, the color of your race. You may be white, yellow, black, or red. It just takes a precious drop of blood from His wounded side to make your soul come clean and white.
He can
save your soul from the burning fire. If you'll only put your trust in Him. Trust in Him.
Friends, thanks for being with me today, and welcome to the program. Wilma Lee Cooper getting us started with He Will Save Your Soul from the Burning Fire. It was written by Wilma and her husband, Stoney Cooper, a great song for sure. We're calling on Andy Griffith as he gives us a medley of two songs, Shall We Gather at the River and Will the Circle Be Unbroken. If I can work them all in, I have 9 Christmas songs for you today. The first will be Archie Campbell and the Mary John Singers with Christmas at the Opry. Right after, Andy Griffith.
Throne of God. On the with silver spray. We will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease, soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God, that flows by the throne of God. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Unbroken by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Sound making all the clouds go. Why, it's Uncle Dave making and his old banjo. I can see him now keeping time with his feet, singing 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. And as the applause dies down, there's another sound swelling from the heavens as memories abound of our friend Hank Williams and his lonesome sigh of cold, cold heart, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. And old Rod Brasfield, man, what a funny guy. He's up there too, that opera in the sky. So keep them laughing, Rod, way up there in the blue. And from all of us, a Merry Christmas to you. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jim Reeves, and Patsy Cline, singing all the great songs that made their stars shine. We still miss you, and we want you to know someday we hope to join your Christmas Grand Ole Opry show.
I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. I want to be there when the biggest names of all come back for a Christmas curtain call. I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. Remember the Opry stars from the late great years. You smile even though you wipe away some tears.
Archie Campbell with the Mary John Singers from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry with Christmas at the Opry. The Mary John Singers was a group formed by Mary John Wilkins, a great vocalist and Nashville songwriter. Andy Griffith gave us the medley, Shall We Gather at the River and Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Andy Griffith was his real name, and we remember him as Andy Taylor in the sitcom The Andy Griffith Show from 1960 to 1968. And we also remember him as Ben Matlock in the legal drama Matlock that aired from 1986 to 1995. He was a comedian, television producer, and a Southern gospel singer and songwriter. And friends, coming up next is Betty Johnson with Tell Me the Old, Old Story. Then it's a request by Lyman Murray for Elena Kronk. Elena's birthday is on December the 12th. Elena, you've been going through a rough time following an unfortunate accident. You've been in and out of hospitals, recuperating from several operations. Our prayers are with you, and we all wish for you a speedy recovery. Lyman, I couldn't locate the song you requested, but I'm sure the one I've selected will do. It's Anne Williamson from Scotland with Hey Lord, It's Me Again. Elena, please get well soon, and have a wonderful birthday on Tuesday. Your birthday song by Anne Williamson is right after Betty Johnson and the Johnson Family Singers.
Tell me the old, old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory. Jesus and His love. Tell me the story simply as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and defiled. Old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Tell me the story slowly, that I may take it in. That wonderful redemption, God's remedy for sin. Tell me the story often, for I forget so soon. The early dew of morning
old, old story. Tell me the old, old story.
Tell me the story softly, with earnest tones and grave. Remember, I'm the sinner whom Jesus came to save. Tell me the story.
A big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archive Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
Hey, Lord, it's me. Life can be so wonderful. Upon the pillow and sleep in peace at night. We forget to thank the Lord above for all His love and care. But on nights when we are troubled, we remember stand and wait. You offer us so much of you, and yet we search for more. Someday you'll hear me crying, Lord, as I knock on. Praying on.
Anne Williamson from Scotland, Hey Lord, It's Me Again, a Get Well and a Happy Birthday song for Elena Kronk from Lyman, Murray. And thank you, Elena and Lyman, for listening to the Gospel Trail. Elena, prayers, and we sure hope you're home for Christmas. Tell Me the Old, Old Story was Betty Johnson and the Johnson Family Singers. Brent Williams is next with O Come, All Ye Faithful. And it's possible this song dates back to the 13th century. Lyrics exist from 1744, written by John Francis Wade, an English Catholic who lived in exile in France. Brent Williams is originally from Nova Scotia, and he's now living in Lakefield, Ontario, about 15 minutes north of Peterborough. After Brent, it's Larry Sparks with Christmas in the Mountains from his 1997 Rebel Records CD, Christmas in the Hills, and it's a good one. Here's Brent Williams.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore.
Christmas bells are ringing, the lights are on the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, that's where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, there's silver and there's gold. Oh, see the starlight glisten up on the falling snow. The family's all together, singing round the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. A candle lights the window, there's wood upon the fire. The clock is striking midnight, this is the Christmas hour. The children are sleeping, the gifts are neath the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, that's where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, they're silver and they're gold. See the starlight glisten up on the falling snow. The family's all together, singing around the tree. This Christmas in the mountain, this is the place for me.
Christmas in the Mountains by Larry Sparks. That's a Bill Castle creation, and Brent Williams with O Come, All Ye Faithful. And friends, I'm pleased to present a new Christmas song heard here on the Gospel Trail for the very first time. Writers on this one are Michael T. Wall, Big Al Traynor, and Hal Johnson. Big Al Traynor from Oshawa, Ontario, is one of the masters when it comes to reciting a song. Santa Cried is a bit on the sad side, but it's got a good ending. After Santa Cried, Marg and Andrew Lloyd from Spring Hill are coming your way with a Nova Scotia Christmas. And friends, like I said, a new Christmas song making its radio debut right now on the Gospel Trail. Here's Big Al Traynor with Santa Cried.
Billy and his dad live by the old stockyard buildings on Chicago's south side. In their part of the city, most days were dark and gloomy. Most folks there hid their pride. Little Billy wasn't looking forward to Christmas Day. Certainly not in the usual young child's way. Billy was a bright young lad and he just turned 8. He struggled to survive, trying hard not to hate. Billy and his dad lived in a small house, just the two of them alone. They got by, but what they needed most was a woman's touch to really be a home. Last winter, his dad's car hit a patch of ice. Billy's dad lost control and hit a tree. His dad was okay, but Billy's mom went to heaven. Billy and his dad shared their loneliness and grief. Billy tried hard to be dad's helper, but deep inside, the pain made him sad. And with no mom at home, they both felt bad. Billy settled in the bed that Christmas Eve night and said his prayers. Lord, please ask Santa to bring a book this year. I'm really reading good. Stories of Jesus would be fine with me. Then Billy fell asleep as fast as he could. Billy's dad came home late that Christmas Eve night. Shopping for Billy's gift, he found one that he liked. Recalling when his family numbered 3, the father's tears of happy memories flowed free. He placed a children's Bible beneath their Christmas tree. Yes, that was the night that Santa cried. Oh, yes, that was the night Santa cried.
Come on, weatherman, give us a forecast. snowy white. Can't you hear the prayers of every childlike heart tonight? Rockies are calling, Denver snow falling. Somebody said it's 4 feet deep, but it doesn't matter. Give me the laughter I'm gonna choose to keep. Another Nova Scotia Christmas, the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts around our tree. Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see, but a Nova Scotia Christmas is the only Christmas for me. Every now and then I get a wandering urge to see California, maybe tinsel towns for me. There's a parade there, we'd have it made there. Bring home a tan for New Year's Eve. Sure sounds exciting, awfully inviting. Still, I think I'm gonna keep another Nova Scotia Christmas, the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts around our tree. Well, they say in LA it's a warm holiday, it's the only place to be. But a Nova Scotia Christmas is the only Christmas for me.
Mark and Andrew Lloyd, A Nova Scotia Christmas, Santa Cried is the first time it's been heard on radio anywhere. Big Al Traynor certainly is a master at reciting a song. Writer's credits are Hal Johnson, Michael T. Wall, and Big Al Traynor. Al recorded Santa Cried with Paul Evans, the owner and operator at Ambassador Studios in Oshawa, Ontario. Michael T. Wall is currently recording songs with Paul, and Michael tells me that he plans a farewell concert sometime around November the 2nd, 2024. Jimmy Davis wrote Going Home for Christmas, and it's believed that Davis lived to be 101, but he may have only been 96. Various newspaper articles say he was born in 1899, 1901, 1902, and maybe 1903. His sharecropper parents could never recall just when he was born. He was, after all, one of 11 children. The birth date on his Country Music Hall of Fame plaque says September the 11th, 1904. He was governor of Louisiana twice. He's a member of 6 Music Halls of Fame. And right up until his death On November the 5th, 2000, he claimed he wrote, "You Are My Sunshine." Research has shown he didn't, but he certainly made the song famous. Writer's credits on Going Home for Christmas go to Jimmy Davis. It's my version you'll be hearing, and it's from my CD I issued in 2013, 20 Christmas Classics.
All aboard the Christmas choo-choo, we are going home again to see our friends and loved ones and to hear the sleigh bells ring. We will gather round the fireside as we did in days of yore. Now can't you see we're on our way? We're going home once more. The bells will all be ringing and all the fires will glow, and our hearts will all be beating as we glide on through the snow. Yes, once more we'll build a snowman and we'll stand him by the door. Now can't you see we're on our way? We're going home once more. It'll be grand to see our neighbors that we knew a way back then, and to have an old-time party. How I long for them again. Choo-choo train, just keep on rolling. Come on, let your engines roll. Now can't you see we're on our way? We're going home once more. Yes, we're going home for Christmas. It's been such a long, long time since we've all been together where the family used to dine. They will come from all directions, from the hills and from the shores. This is the day we're on our way. We're going home once more.
One of my recordings, Going Home for Christmas, and Jody Miller is next. Her real name was Myrna Joy Miller. She came from Arizona and passed in 2022 at age 80. Jody was the second female artist to win a country music accolade from the Grammy Awards, which came from her success of Queen of the House, an answer song to Roger Miller's King of the Road. Jody Miller has for us the Cherry Tree Carol. The song is very old, reportedly sung in some form at the Feast of Corpus Christi in the early 15th century. After Jody Miller, we go to a local group from the past, Make Mine Gospel with Christmas is Believin'.
When Joseph was an old, Queen of Galilee. Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Cherries, for I am with child.
Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Christmas.
a group from the past, Make Mine Gospel, with Christmas Is Believin'. Vocalists were Sylvia Doncaster, Carol Hansen, Faye Henderson, and Wanda Loy. The man coming up at the top of the hour is next, George Longard with a 1950 song, Silver Bells, written by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston. Ray Evans said the song was inspired by a bell that sat on his office desk he shared with Livingston. Bing Crosby and Carol Richards were the first to record the song on September 8, 1950, and the rest is history. This song was requested by my great DJ friend, Johnny Woodlock, host of the Wayback Country Jamboree out of Kingston, Ontario. It's for his mama Dawn and Al, and it's also in memory of dear ones he's lost, his papa Willie B., Granny Marg Wood, and Miss Velma LaPointe, also known as Miss Ginny. And Johnny, here's that great song, Silver Bells, by George Longard.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, greeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stop-top lights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home their treasures
of Christmas.
Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle you hear
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Well, it's my favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ. And it's His birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years. And I'm looking forward to this one. And the next one. And the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas. Because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing in Christmas.
Whisperin' Bill Anderson and the Jordanaires, Still Believin' in Christmas. Bill, along with Dave Lindsay, wrote that one. And George Longard's version of Silver Bells was requested by my friend and DJ Johnny Woodlock from Cornwall, Ontario. And friends, we've come to the end of the Gospel Trail for another week. And a big thanks for being with me. And one of the great female Canadian bluegrass singers is Janet McGarry from Prince Edward Island. She will close with a song compiled by John Wesley Work Jr., an African-American spiritual dating back to at least 1865. Peter, Paul, and Mary made this song famous in 1963. And friends, here's Janet McGarry with Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Jesus Christ is born.
friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.